Hey, hey, you're listening to Stop the Scroll, a social media marketing podcast, and I'm your host, Heidi Schmidt. I'm a social media strategist and agency owner with over 15 years of marketing experiences helping businesses grow online. We'll be diving into what you need to know so that you can show up confidently online without the overwhelm. Get your notebook ready to jot down some amazing marketing gems and let's dive into it. Welcome, welcome, welcome back for another episode of Stop the Scroll, a social media podcast with yours truly, Heidi Schmidt, social media strategist and social media agency owner. I'm going to say extraordinaire, but sometimes I don't feel like that. But social media strategist extraordinaire, because I am pretty extraordinary about that. Anyhow, let's dive into things. So today I want to talk about one of my favorite topics, which is repurposing your content. I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. You do not need to keep recreating your content wheel. If you're like, oh my God, I don't have anything to post about, like there is something. There is something that you have already created that can be repurposed. I promise you. I promise. I pinky promise. And you know what? If you can't find anything, then that's on you. That's on you. But I can help you. That's a total sidebar. I talk about repurposing content a lot because here's the thing. As marketers, if we didn't repurpose things, we would always be creating. We would just always be creating content. And that leads to a lot of burnout. Burnout is big in the marketing industry. Let's just talk. I've been there multiple times and I feel like I'm like teetering on the edge of burnout right now, but my team is so great and I love them. So that is what helps me not burn out. Listen, if you create one great piece of content, chances are it can be recreated into multiple pieces of content. And now it all comes down to having a strategy and knowing where you need to be and where you need to be posting, having your content pillars, buckets, topics, whatever you want to call them, knowing what you post about regularly, whether it's to your blog, whether it's to YouTube, whether it's social media, whatever it is. Once you have all of that in place, once you know the where and the what you're going to post, part of knowing where to post is also understanding your own capacity for content. You do not have to be everywhere. We'll talk about this more at another date, but you do not have to be everywhere. You do not have to post everywhere. You do not have to be on TikTok, on Instagram, on Twitter. Sorry, it's not Twitter anymore. It's X. But you do not have to be in all the places. If you're doing YouTube, you don't necessarily need a blog. Just reshare your YouTube videos. That's your blog post. Come on. And there are lots of AI tools out there. I'm going to share one in the show notes. It's going to be an affiliate link, but it is super great. Emily Reagan, who is a digital marketing coach and runs a digital marketing work groups, which if you are looking for a VA, a digital marketing assistant, VA type person, her group is amazing to find them. I found some of my own team members through her group. I am a member of her group and sidebar shout out. I'm going to bring her onto the podcast eventually. I'm really excited. It's going to happen. Emily, if you're listening to this, like it's going to happen. Anyhow, there is a great tool that she had mentioned in a training recently that I just started using and holy goodness, guys, I flippin' love it. So that's going to be linked in the comments. And because I'm terrible and I don't have my notes with me, I forget the name of it, but it's going to be in the show notes. Anyhow, so once you have your content strategy and your content pillars, repurposing your content is easy breezy. Easy peasy, easy breezy, cover girl, whatever you want to call it. So you have to have these systems in place in order to be able to effectively repurpose, aka repurpose and plan your content. Know what you're going to post about and when. So having your content calendar to track your activities. For me, all of my client content is done through Loomly. So I can go back and look. And I did this for a client last month. She didn't have much going on. She was like, oh my God, what are we going to post about? How do we at least post something once a week? She's a very small client of mine. I love her. So what I did is I kind of went back and I looked at our evergreen content. I'm like, listen, this was a year ago. And she's like, but it feels like it was just yesterday. Promise, no one remembers. I talked about this before on another podcast episode, but no one remembers your content from a year ago. I pinky swear again, pinky promise. I'm all about the pinky promises today. So We'll talk more about content calendars here in the coming weeks, but I say this all the time. I say this all the time. Repurposing your content is self-care. It is self-care to you as an entrepreneur, solopreneur, whatever you are, whether you're a marketing team of one, whether you are a solopreneur managing your own social media content, repurposing your content is self-care because it saves so much time. It is going to save you so much time. So how do we repurpose the content? And, you know, depending on what type of content you create, whether it's, you know, long form videos, whether it's blogs, whether it's, hey, I just create ebooks, whatever it is that you create, whatever type of content that you create. But for this purpose, I am sticking with videos and blogs because that's my expertise. That's where I tend to create content. For videos. Actually, we're going to sidebar that. We're going to focus on videos, blogs, and podcasts because they tend to get the most traction. There's also ways to repurpose your emails. Also, we'll talk about that. We're going to start with videos. We're going to start with those of you who are on YouTube. And I will be honest, I have not dove as much into YouTube as I would like to. Mainly a mental load capacity type thing. However, I have helped clients manage their YouTube, get onto YouTube, and start showing up there. And I have a former client who saw incredible growth on YouTube. Incredible growth. So YouTube's kind of a whole other beast, but any social media manager should kind of know how to repurpose videos. Take those longer form videos and repurpose them into something else. Chunking that video into, say, 1 minute reels is a great way to repurpose that for social media. If you utilize TikTok or if you're active on YouTube, you can repurpose and show those videos all over the place. And again, because there is a social media manager extraordinaire who is another agency owner, and she repurposes her content, her videos, all the time, especially on social media. Like, she'll take longer form videos and she will repurpose them on social media. And she also reposts her social media posts, which I think is amazing. And I'm like, I need to do that more. We're just focusing on long form content for now. I'll talk a little bit about how to repurpose your social media content. Listen, if you have a blog and I am inconsistent with my blog, I have been inconsistent. I started the year really, really great, really, really strong. I was like, yes, I'm having my best traffic months ever. And then March came and I just kind of fell off the content creation wagon. We had spring break. My in-laws were in town. My son bridged from Cub Scouts to Boy Scouts. It was his birthday. Then it was my birthday and I had a trip to Boston. And I felt like I was barely keeping my head above water. And sometimes, granted, I probably could have been better about repurposing my content to keep myself consistent, but I did not. That is my own fault. But having blogs is such an amazing way to repurpose your content. I have a client who has a podcast and she repurposes her podcast, not only onto like a podcast page where she posts her podcast, but what she talks about on her podcast also become blog topics. And she does such an amazing job with it. I know that she works with another content person to do that. And I just, it's just chef's kiss. It's every marketer's dream to have that much content to repurpose. So blogs, however, are super shareable on social media. So we love them for that. And similar to podcasts and videos, similar to all of the audio and video types of content that you can create, can be repurposed super, super easily. And if you're looking for email content, they are super easy to promote through email and they are super easy to promote on social media. And, you know, they're just really such a great piece of content. Like, if you do two pieces of content for your business each month, I would say do blog posts because one, it's going to help you show up on Google, and two, it's going to give you lots of social media content. Just saying. That's just me. Don't kill the messenger. Anyhow, so I have always been a big fan of blogs. And fun fact, I have been blogging in some way, shape, or form since 2001. More intermittently the last like 5 to 10 years, but I've always been a big fan of blogs. I started on LiveJournal way back in the day in 2001 as I was wrapping up high school and all through college. I don't even want to read some of those things. Probably a nightmare. But my personal blog kind of fell by the wayside in the early days of my agency life because there was zero work-life balance, especially with a toddler. So I don't even want to say my personal brand, because here's the thing right now, like my personal brand is my agency brand. And that's just how that rolls. when your name is on the business, you are your brand. Just throwing it out there. Blogs are one of my most creative platforms. And however you best create, if you are someone who is super comfortable on video, if you're someone who loves to just chat, I am a chatty Cathy sometimes. I can talk about marketing for hours, as you've learned here on the podcast. Find the medium, the marketing. Is it a medium? Yeah, it's kind of a medium. Find the medium that is easiest for you. Find it the one that you business owner Sally out there who's listening. Hi. Find the content avenue that you are most likely to stick with. With your blogs, you can use content from that over a little bit of B-roll video, and boom, you have yourself a reel. You can turn a how-to blog into a video super easily. Just take a 5-minute video of how you're doing the thing, right? Or not even a 5-minute video. Well, 5-minute video, and then you cut it down to like 1 minute. Again, you can create infographics. You can create emails, like got a bunch of blogs on the same topic. You can create an ebook. That's what I used to do in my agency days, like need a lead magnet. Like, okay, we're going to do the next month of blogs. It's going to be all about life insurance, and boom, guide to life insurance. Pretty straightforward, right? Right. Repurposing blogs, super easy. One of my favorites, one of my all-time favorites, just saying. We can talk a little bit about podcasts. But they do get a lot of mileage on social media. People love to interact with podcasts. People go to social media to connect with other people. They go to be social. They want to see you. They want to see your face. I don't love, and this will probably be another podcast topic, but I don't love the faceless reel thing. And I get it. Some people just aren't comfortable showing their face, being on camera. I get that. Really get that. However, again, for me, and for many of the people that I know, like, you go to social media to connect with people. I tell all my clients in strategy sessions and in onboarding calls, like, ultimately, like, especially the B2B clients. B2B clients sometimes have a really hard time grasping this, or at least they did back in my previous agency days. You are not marketing to another business. Like, if you are a business insurance company, you are not marketing to the law firm down the street. You are marketing to the business operations person at that law firm. And what do they care about? What are they into? What do they care about? Because that is your audience. So you're a business coach and you work with other businesses. Okay, who in that other business do you work with? So think about who you're connecting with on social media when you're thinking about repurposing your long-form content. Think about how. And I say this because how we ingest content really differs depending on the generation. You know, there are lots of people, especially in busier industries, who really love to listen to podcasts. I have a client, like, she loves podcasts. I have other clients who don't check their emails. So, like, they're not good people to email market to. So when you think about your audience, you have to think about, okay, what are one, where are they getting their content from? Where do I need to show up for them to see me? Whether that's a podcast, whether that's a blog, whether that's an email, whether that's social media, how do they get their content? How do they get their information? Because that's where you want to show up. And now all of these platforms we know work in tandem. They all kind of support one another. Like, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. Social media is rented space. You don't control who, when, or how they see your content. Wait, who or when or how much they see your content. That's the one. So when you create your long form content, you should, one, assume that you're going to repurpose it for social media. One, that is an assumption that yes, you are going to do that, because why else would you? Two, having a thoughtful strategy about how to repurpose your content for social media, whether you're creating hey, I'm creating a podcast. I'm going to create a audiogram each week that's going to go up as a reel, and I'm also going to create a carousel, and that's 2 social media posts each week. Okay, great. Great. Now you have a plan to repurpose your content, right? Right. Finally, like, let's talk about emails. Because here's the thing, whether you're like, oh my God, what do I send out in an email blast? I guarantee you, you either have a blog or you have a social media post that's long enough that you can repurpose as an email. Promise, you probably do. And if you don't, there are some great, great platforms out there that can help you come up with email marketing ideas. I will share one in the show notes. Her name is Liz Wilcox, and she sends out an email template each week. And like, her membership is dirt cheap, like $9 a month. And she's amazing. So like, if you need email marketing ideas and you're just like, I need someone to tell me how to do it, find templates. Templates are great. Like, if you don't have the content to repurpose because you're too self-promotional and all of your marketing is just trying to generate leads and not necessarily engagement, find someone who sells templates that can tell you what to say. And all you have to do is personalize it. Like, they'll give you ideas. All you have to do is personalize it. That's all I'm saying. Because listen, and I'm going to say this about email marketing, and we're going to deep dive into email marketing because I feel like it's the unsung hero of marketing. People are always like, oh, I get so much email marketing. Yeah, maybe I do. But guarantee you that email is still probably, if you're emailing regularly, I bet you it's probably a top traffic driver to your website. And 2, I bet your emails have a high conversion rate. So why aren't we emailing, right? Those are people, unlike the rented space that we're borrowing from, you know, Mark Zuckerberg on Meta platforms, unlike the rented space that we're using there, people who opt into our email platforms want to hear from us. So if you have a podcast, if you have a blog, if you are sending out YouTube videos, send them to your email list. It is probably one of the easiest emails that you can send whenever you publish a piece of content. I'm going to get off my soapbox now about that. Anyhow, thank you so much for tuning in. If you need any help or any strategies about how to repurpose content, I'm going to drop a couple of blog links in the show notes. And I am also going to share some of the resources that we discussed also in the show notes. So check those out. If you need extra support, feel free to reach out to me on my website. Connect with me on social at Heidi Schmidt Creative on both Facebook and Instagram. I don't even remember what I am on TikTok, but I'm on TikTok. You can probably find me. And tune in next week for another fun episode of Stop the Scroll, your favorite social media podcast. Be sure to subscribe and leave a review and share with your friends and family. All right. Thank you so much. And we will talk again soon.